Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Bob and Jeannie and Barney and Vicki and Jan for putting on these fellowships. We certainly are having a wonderful time enjoying the green pastures of God's Word. So I just wanted to put that out there. So I'm real thankful to God for this opportunity. I'm going to call this my first time. My first time. And I remember back, maybe some of you don't, but I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question, because since you're not in front of me, you just have to answer it while you're sitting there. Do you remember your first time in a home family Bible fellowship? Do you remember your first teaching in that first home Bible fellowship? Well, I'll share a little bit about mine, and I'm sure that you'll get blessed by what I was taught in my first home fellowship. First off, I was invited to this, my first home fellowship, through meeting a young lady playing a pickup basketball game near where I lived. And so I got involved in that pickup basketball game, and after it was over, we started talking, and that's when I got invited to a fellowship that she was running in her house, not too far from where I live. But I was not expected to hear what I heard and to learn what I learned, knowing I had a Roman Catholic background, and I was still a practicing Roman Catholic going to a Catholic church. So, well, I had to hold on to my shorts when I went into that first fellowship because I did not know what to expect. But let's go. You can go to Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to start there. The subject they shared with me, though, in that first home fellowship was on the dead alive now. And they pointed me to a work by Dr. Victor Paul Wirwill, and it's called Are the Dead Alive Now? And I've heard it said that Dr. Wirwill made this comment, that of all the publications that he did, of all the works that he produced, the most important one was Are the Dead Alive Now? So, I'm going to share with you what they shared with me out of Are the Dead Alive Now. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, well, that's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, grace to you, be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to skip to verse 9, because God in the Ephesians talks about all those spiritual blessings that He's given us, but I'm only going to focus on this one aspect, this one blessing. And verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation or administration of the fullness of times, you might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. I did not know what the gathering together was when I heard that phrase, gather together. So they were going to explain it to me. And to get some of that explanation about what it is to be gathered together, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And the only thing I knew about life after death from a Catholic point of view is that you died. And if you were good enough, if you were a good old boy, like I thought I was a good old boy, you might make it into heaven. But if you weren't such a good old boy, you end up in a place they call purgatory. where you'd have to spend a few extra temporary years of penance before you could make it to heaven. And then, of course, there is hell, and I don't even want to go to that place. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is where it starts talking about the gathering together. And in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain are unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep or who are dead. But now I know that falling asleep, if you die, you're going to, let me rephrase that. If you die as a believer with Christ in you, it's just as if you're asleep. And your next waking moment will be the gathering together. And that's what it's talking about here. So, let's read verse 15 again. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Wow, that's quite an announcement. Verse 17, "Then we which are alive," if we're still alive at this time, "we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." And I thought to myself, as I was listening to them read out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and in a minute we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that this doesn't quite add up to what I've been taught in Roman Catholicism. Because it says here that there's going to be a gathering together of everybody who qualifies to go to heaven. Everybody. And it doesn't sound to me like anybody is going to beat somebody else out. So if my Aunt Annie Betty and my Uncle Virgil, who are dead, they're not going to beat me to heaven. They're going to have to wait until this gathering together. And I did not know that. I was very surprised by that. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And here's another part of the word that adds a little bit more to what the gathering is going to be like and what it is, what our life after death is going to be all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll start in verse 50. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption." Well, if I can't get to heaven with this body I got, with this flesh and blood, how do I get there? Verse 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed." And all of this is going to occur in the twinkling of an eye. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Wow, this is very exciting. When I first heard this about a gathering together, it's not I go before you, you go before me. It's kids are gathered together at the same time. And I don't know about you, but do you know how many millions of people that's going to be? That's going to be huge. I hope he's got a Coliseum big enough for that. That's all I can say. So before I close, I just like, I have one question that I keep asking people when I've talked about the gathering together and what's going to happen after we get there and after we get ushered in God's presence. You know, that's a lot, millions of people. I've often asked people, because God, I know God is a family God and he loves us, but he is a God who has a sense of humor, as you found out. And I'd like to know who I'm going to end up next to when the gathering together occurs. Who are you going to end up with? Are we going to end up in our family groups that are, because it's going to be a family anyway, so who are you going to end up with? That's one of the questions I have when I get there. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. I just wanted to say God bless to all of you lovely saints out there that are listening to this conference call. Love you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Well, thank you.